To worship him right there. Just begin to worship him with the fruit of your lips tonight. We thank you for being a waymaker, a miracle worker, healer, deliverer, sustainer, mind regulator, Father, Mother, Alpha and Omega, bread of life. Just begin to just bask in his presence tonight. We came to see Jesus tonight. Just begin to lift your worship even now. Even now, worship. Even now, lift your worship. Even now, lift your worship. We're free to worship him. We have liberty in King Jesus. We're free to lift our hands. We're free to open our hearts, our mouths tonight. We're free tonight. We're free to declare who he is. We're free to call him King of Kings. We're free to declare him as Lord of Lords tonight. Because of who he was.
Thank you. blessings come down to the blesser himself. So if you will, for about 30 seconds, would you open up your mouth and would you give your God some praise in that place? You tell your God he's great, but you tell your God he's great. In this place, can we just give God glory for about 45 seconds? Can we? Ever going through anything in life? You had some struggles? Oh, y'all too dignified to lift your hand and tell somebody that you're going through something, huh? You don't want nobody to know that you ain't got it all together like you think you got it together. Amen. This thing I do know, that if you keep living life long enough, you're going to go through some problems. But we serve a God who is able to deliver you from them all. Can I get a witness in the house? Can we give the praise team a hand clap? Amen. Sister Tanisha and the crew, amen. Setting the atmosphere on tonight. I'm excited what God is going to do in the house. For 72 hours, we've been in revival. This is the conclusion of the breakthrough revival with my good friend, my brother from another mother, Bishop McGill, and he has been preaching the house down. So if you missed the first two nights, you miss heaven touching earth. Hallelujah. I don't know where you were, but heaven was in this place the last two nights. And the glory and the power of God hit this house. So praise God. So in honor of that move of God, we're going to have CDs and DVDs that will be ready. You can pre-order them tonight, and we're going to have that ready for you so you can experience what we experienced in the last 72 hours or last 48 hours. And then you get to experience it tonight live and not Memorex. Amen. Live in person. Amen. Hey, listen, if this is your first time, you've never been here with us at Elevate Church, would you lift your hand on first timers? Amen. Never been here? Praise God. Can we clap our hands for those who are here? If you would, do me a favor. Keep that hand lifted. We want to get a guest card in your hand. Just want to get some information from you. On that guest card is a place for you to put comments as well as prayer requests. If you're in need of prayer, we want to be standing in agreement with you in prayer. Amen. So fill that card out in its entirety. There will be a time in service where you will have the opportunity to drop that card off. So if you would, do it at that time. Amen. Hallelujah. Are y'all excited about the word of God on tonight? Amen. If you didn't know, I'm Pastor Keith. I'm the lead pastor here at Elevate Church, where I have the privilege and the honor of serving this august body of believers, this gathering of believers. So I'm excited what God is doing here at Elevate Church. So can we clap our hands for what God is doing in this city through Elevate Church? Amen. Amen. For those of you who are unaware, unfamiliar with the ministry, we have been servicing the homeless population in the downtown area for the last 9 years. Somebody shout 9 years. Yeah, clap your hands. That's something worth giving God praise for. Many of you who are here have come and served during that time, but In those 9 years, we only canceled twice in 9 years. Okay, do the math. 52 weeks in a year times 9 minus 2. Hallelujah. Amen. And during those 9 years, we've served over 21,000 meals. Hallelujah. 21,000 plus. And that's just from last year. That's not even including this year's numbers. And we've seen 2,188 souls give their life to Christ. Now, that's something you should really get on your feet and celebrate King Jesus for souls being won into the kingdom of God. 2,100 souls added, snatched from the pits of hell, added to the kingdom of God. You ought to clap your hands and give God praise for that. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm spitting all over the place. I got excited, y'all. It's just coming out. Yeah, we're excited about what God is doing. So listen, if you're not a part of this ministry, or if you have a ministry and you want to come out and serve, we want you to do that. It's open to all who have a heart for the kingdom of God. But we want you to be a part of what God is doing. Amen. And if you don't have a church home, I want to recommend this one. Hallelujah. I'm a little biased. Where my Elevate Church folk at? Y'all should have been shouting right there. Amen. And listen, before we get into the word on tonight, before we get into the word, I just want to share this brief testimony, because I know, listen, y'all better put y'all seatbelts on, because Bishop McGill is going to give it to us tonight. God has been pouring in him, and he's been pouring out on us for the last 48 hours. So I know tonight, my God, you ready, sir? You believe you are? Amen. Hallelujah. But I want to share the testimony of what you're sitting on right now, just to show you what God is doing here at Elevate Church. We call them miracle chairs. Amen. The chairs you're sitting on are miracle chairs. Anybody in need of a miracle on tonight? Well, you're in the right place, because you're sitting on a miracle right now. February 13th, we were getting ready to get the sanctuary ready for our first service, March the 5th. And while we were cleaning the pews in the back, because we didn't have chairs at the time, but we were cleaning pews, getting ready to move them in the sanctuary, and they were all broken down, and I was complaining about them pews, because I don't like pews. Amen. That's just me. So if you come from a pew church, praise the Lord. Y'all can keep them. And I was complaining because I don't like pews and all of that, and I heard the Holy Spirit speak and say, can you be grateful for what God has done? Can you be thankful for what he has done? So I repented and confessed my wrongs before the people, and I said, you know, forgive me. We begin to thank God for the pews and all of that stuff. The very next day, somebody shout the next day. The next day at 11:06 on a Wednesday, that was a Tuesday, I get a text, and the text goes something like this. And it comes from a friend who I had not spoken with in over 16 months. Didn't know that we were moving, didn't know that we needed chairs or anything. And the text says this: hey, Pastor Keith, I have a ton of stackable chairs that would be perfect for a church. Do you know anybody in need? You know that's me, right? Now, y'all not clapping your hands loud enough for me, because I didn't ask for them. I didn't pray for them. Y'all better hear me in this place. There's some things that you didn't even ask God for. You didn't even pray for. But the sovereignty, grace of God, God says, because I love you that much, I'm going to do it for you. Hallelujah. He says, I have a ton of stackable chairs. I said, Lord Jesus. So he said, can you come and see him? I said, yes, sir. So that was on a Wednesday. The Thursday, I came to see the chairs. I looked at the chairs. He said, can you pick them up tomorrow? I said, absolutely. I called the men of the church. We got trucks. We got trailers. We was getting ready to pick up the chairs. We showed up to pick up the chairs, and there was this huge Penske truck in the way. And I'm thinking, man, how are we going to get these chairs with this truck in the way? I go and I look in the back of the Penske trucks, and our chairs are in the truck. And I'm thinking somebody done stole our chairs. I'm like, no, them ours. The devil is a lie. I claim that in Jesus' name. And I said, man, hey, them our chairs. What you doing with our chairs? He said, oh, Mr. John rented this truck. And he hired us to load the chairs up and to deliver them unto you. Y'all not saying nothing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So literally, the chairs just showed up. They miracle chairs. Y'all not clapping loud enough for Jesus in this place. They literally just showed up. So they miracle chairs. You're sitting on a miracle on tonight. So if you're believing for God to do something great in your life, tonight is the night for you to experience a move of God so that you can receive what God has for you on tonight. Amen. I was waiting for somebody to just pull on heaven one more time, but y'all missed the moment. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. We have this psalmist coming up next. She's going to sing, and the very next voice you're going to hear after she sings is my good friend, my brother from another mother, Bishop McGill. Now, listen, his birthday is September 10th. Mine is the 9th. We've been joking about this all week long. He came a day late. He said, I came too early. But you know, you can never be too early for Jesus. I came out running. He just slept in the womb of his mother one more day. Amen. He was tarrying. Amen. I said, I want to see Jesus. He said, I'll be out in a little bit. Amen. But he's my brother, and I love him to life, and he's going to deliver a word on tonight. Are you ready for the word on tonight? Amen, amen. Would you put your hands together for my friend as well, Miss Yvette McClendon, as she comes and she ushers in yet again the presence of the Lord in this place.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God is so good. He is incredibly amazing. He is incredibly amazing. He is incredibly amazing. Only God can do it. I bless God for being here. I'm honored to be here. And this song, let me just ask a question. Have you ever had any shame, any disappointment? Do you know that what Jesus did for you, you didn't have to do it? I'm so excited that I was not the one on the cross. Because it should have been me, it could have been me, and it was supposed to be me. But he took my place so that I can have eternal life. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Come on, help me. Say thank you. Say thank you. Say thank you. Lift your hands and say thank you. Say thank you. Oh, thank you. Hey, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God made me throw this mic. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Come on, clap your hands one more time and give God praise. Amen. If you would, do me a favor, if you would. Would you stand to your feet as we receive Bishop Samuel McGill III as he come and deliver the word of God? Would you clap your hands and receive him? Amen. And if you would, extend your hand towards him as we speak a blessing over his life. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this mighty man of God. We thank you, the vessel that he is, chosen of you, God, for this assignment on tonight. And, Father, we speak a blessing upon him now, Father. All that he pours out tonight, Father, multiplied back unto him, God. Father, for the harvest that shall come and be reaped in the lives of your people, God, let him reap a double-fold harvest in his life for depositing a seed into the life of others, God. So we bless him tonight, Father. Use him greatly. It's in Jesus' mighty name we do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Let's give Jesus a wonderful hand. Come on. All right. That's all Baton Rouge got. I need the radical folk right now. I don't need the church folk. I need the radical folk that say, honey, have you understood my story? Praise God. Y'all sit down. Behave yourselves. I feel all right tonight. Look, I don't even know what to do. She messed me clean up. I tell you. Lord, have mercy. Yeah, what you do after that? I want to thank you all for coming. Look at somebody that's next to you. Say, I'm glad you came tonight. We can't take it for granted when you see people in church because you don't know what they had to fight through just to get to the house of God. And so if there's someone sitting next to you occupying a seat, I promise you this one thing. Amen. They have had to fight the enemy tooth and nail to hold on, amen, to their salvation. And they ain't got time to come to church and deal with all kind of craziness because it was a fight just to get here. And I'm not going to fight to get to church and then come and put up with foolishness. Y'all ain't going to help me here. I'm going to let the first timers get about 2 seconds to get used to me. Then I'm going to take clean off. Amen. I'm just glad to be here. Incredible. I would be remiss if I did not do this. For those of you who do not know, I own All Nations Radio, which is a 2-time Stella nominated and Stella award winning radio station. And I hear music all day. There are probably 3 artists that I have listened to their song on repeat 25 times or more. Somebody say it loud. I heard somebody say, my God. if I listen to a song 25 times in a row, it must be some anointment on that song. And there are 3 individuals, and I know they're streaming, so my name is Samuel McGill, and I approve this message. there are 3 individuals. The first person, I am just so honored to be their friend. That is Isabel Davis. I don't know if you all know Isabel. She's from New Orleans, has a wonderful worship song entitled The Call. Also, Drea Marie, and if y'all watching, I love y'all. She has a song entitled More, And I listened to that on repeat like you wouldn't believe. And then the third out of all of the music that we play and I hear is this song right here. And it is by an incredible anointed woman of God, Yvette McClendon. And that song y'all just heard her do it is entitled "He Took My Place." And so this is mine. She signed this one for me. There are CDs in the back. I think they she's going to give them to you after you give her $5. So she has just a few in the back. And I only have a few copies of my book, The Journey of Life. I'm better because of it. And just because you saved don't mean life not going to happen to you. Look at somebody and say, yeah, it happens to you. And most of the time it happens when you least expect it. So God unctioned me to write this book to let somebody know that no matter what you go through, the sum total of who you are now is based upon the things that God brought you through. The old church saints, the older saints, seasoned saints, we used to say it like this. I can look back over my life and see where the Lord had brought me from. Anybody got a testimony here besides me that life is better now? You went through some stuff that you should be bitter. You should have anger issues. But now look at you with your saved, sanctified self. Amen. You still pressing on and telling the devil he's still a liar. I wish I had some church, some folks. So make sure you get that. Y'all ready for the word? I am too. Let's pray. I want to pray. I'm going to. Where are those musicians? Are they gone? I like little soft music when I'm playing. So we still have a keyboard player in here. Somebody get over there and talk to the ebony and ivory. And I just pray. I'm a praying person, but I just love playing while I'm praying. Is that all right? All right. Father, thank you tonight. We bless you for who you are. We honor you and we honor this place. The spirit of expectation. Verse 13. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. If you have it, I want, and you can, and you're able, I want you to stand with me. We're going to read this one verse. And the more quiet y'all are, the longer I'm going to preach. Somebody say amen. Certainly we thank God for all of the people that are watching via the live feed. God bless you. All right, you have 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Y'all ready? Let's read. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. Can we read that one more time? I want y'all to read back with me. Y'all ready? Let's read. Therefore, there have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, let me hear you read, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also that ye might be able to bear it. Ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, as ye ease to your seats, I want to preach to you from a subject under pressure, but I can handle it. Watch it now. You know I got an itchy praise trigger. You set it off in here doing stuff like that. Tell somebody on the other side that you know been going through and say, under pressure, but I can handle it. All right, why don't you set your Bible down and let's get radical for a few minutes and find somebody in your vicinity. Move out your seat if you have to, because it's going to get dangerous up in here. I want you to just encourage somebody and let them know God will make a way. Come on, go for Ashandiosha. Obasay. Hey, glory to God. I don't know if y'all ready. Amen. Ashama. Come on, tell them God will. God will. Yeah. It don't look like it, but God will make a way. Praise the name of our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I'm your shot. God will make a way. I'm under pressure, but I can handle it. It is important to note, I won't be as long as I've been the last two nights. It is important, my brothers and sisters, to note that the Bible is of no private interpretation. Book that I read says, but holy men of old wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I don't care what people say, and you know some folk, they have this wonderful way of trying to deduce, minimize, water down, make ineffective, make of none effect the word of God. But I serve the devil. Notice that the word of God is infallible. It is mistake free. Y'all ain't talking. And it's still powerful now than it ever has been before. If you love the word of God, just lift your hands up and say, thank God for the word. Yes, it's important to understand that these men did not write of their own abilities, but the Bible says that holy men of old, they wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So what God did, amen, he bypassed their cognitive intellectual abilities and he breathed into them. The little Greek translation of inspirited means God breathed. He breathed into them, bypassed their intellect, and they wrote exactly what he said to write. And when God got through talking, they put the pen down, and Jesus said if the world could contain the books, it would be unlimited. So he had to cut it off, and he gave us what was essential to salvation. I'm setting the record straight. straight tonight. I don't care how many Dead Sea Scrolls you dig up. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. Hallelujah. The word of God is infallible from Genesis to Revelation. Anybody love just the word of God? We said in the old school church, the word of God is there's a hiding place. He will hide you when you going through. You don't have to run to E&J's slit smart liquor. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. You ain't got to run to Sex on the Beach, y'all, cognac. Look how y'all looking. Y'all know that stuff? Yeah, you run to the Bible, and you can find in the word of God a hiding place. And the Bible says it like this. He says that the word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Listen, if you want to find the truth, get in this Bible and say, God, now I want you to unlock some stuff for me, because if you unlock it and I catch it in my spirit, ain't a devil can ever take the word of God out of my spirit once I get the word in me. Or just lean over some real quick and touch somebody and say, God, you under pressure, but you can handle it. You can handle it. And so the word of God is accurate. Ooh, it is immutable. It is necessary for mankind as it pertains to salvation and holy living. I know some folk want to make you think that the word holy is a cuss word in the church, because you got folk that just want to live any kind of way they want to. They want to do what they want to and say, charge it up to God, know my heart. Yeah, he know your heart. The heart is desperately wicked above all. Who can know it but God? You better learn to understand that we're living in the last days, and if it's time to buckle down, now is that time, honey. You can't be playing around, playing Russian roulette with your soul, because listen here, you only got one shot to make it into heaven, and I'm not going to be playing around with the one shot I got. I mean heaven, and I mean heaven all the way. Anybody besides me in here want to go to heaven, want to make heaven your home, want to see Jesus for yourself? If that's you, said that's me. I want to go to heaven. And so now then, it is necessary. We need the word of God. I know for some folk, church may be an option, but no, sir, no, ma'am. For me, church is absolutely priority. It is, amen, a necessity for me. I believe we ought to get like the prophet said, I desire this word more than my necessary food, honey. If you get this word in you, you'll be able to do great exploits. It's something about the word of God that it is so powerful. The book said it's sharper than any two-edged sword piercing. Even y'all, come on here. When you get the word in you, the devil is afraid of you. If the devil's not afraid of you, maybe you ought to check how much words you got in your spirit. Because when you get the word of God in you, you can open up your mouth, and one could put 1,000 to flight. Two could put 10,000. Three could put 100,000. Four could put 1,000,000. I just want to know, is there anybody in Elevate that's ready to chase the devil clean out of your life? And so now then, we must live holy. Amen. The Bible puts it like this, that man, give me some heat on this mic, bro, pastor. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Tell somebody, I need a proceeding word. I need a word that when it is released from the throne of God, it will, amen, not just stay stagnant in one place, because to proceed means to say something once with a continual effect. Here's how it went. The Bible says, Genesis says, in the beginning, God said, let there be light. Well, when you study science, science will tell you that light is a sound, a result of sound that has oscillated. Let me say that again. Science says now, amen, that light is a result of sound that has oscillated. So it kind of went like this. He says, let there be light. And light came out of nowhere and shined in darkness. And I believe if God can speak light out of a dark place, what do you think he's going to do with your situation? Anybody got a dark situation and you just been ready for a word of God? I hear the Spirit say, let there be light.
And the devil's going to look back when he thought he had you bound in darkness. You're going to come out as pure gold. Anybody besides me that's getting ready to celebrate what God is getting ready to do in your life, I may be under a little pressure, but I sure can handle it. Okay, I see. I got to work hard tonight. Yeah, y'all sit down. I came prepared. You must understand that the word of God, he says you can't live by that, amen, by bread alone, but you need every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Tell somebody again, I need a proceeding word. These 66 books written by over 40 different authors as God inspired them to write tells and testifies of him. The word says it like this. He says, lo, I come in the volume of the book, and it is written of me, saith the Lord. I feel like having church in here. Our text today causes us to have to examine the book of Corinthians. When you look at Corinthians, it is split into two books. It is split into two particular epistles. Since every believer should be a student of the word of God, when you look at 1st and 2nd Corinthians, it causes us to have to exegete the Bible or give critical explanation or analysis of the text. You just can't be reading and flying through stuff. Sometimes you got to slow down and read the word of God, because laced in exegesis or in able to do an exegetical presentation, you have to allow the word of God to speak and breathe on its own. And then the second part of an exegetical presentation is you got to take the word of God and make it applicable in the day and time in which we live. How many know that if you're going to make it, you need not only just a word, but you need a right now word in season? Because one of the dangerous things to do is to say something that God is not saying anymore. I wish I had a church that understand, if I'm going to make it, I need to know what God is saying to my situation right now. When it's crazy, I need God to speak a word to let me know that he'll get right down in the middle of my mess. And as I told you, God will give you a message for the mess age, but the message for the mess age comes out of the mess that you have been in your life. Stop being, amen, at a place of being, amen, embarrassed and ashamed of stuff you had to go through. Don't you know that the stuff you had to go through is the material that God is giving you to qualify your ministry? I don't know about you, but it's hard for me to listen to somebody that ain't been through nothing. How you gonna tell me don't do this and you ain't never done no dirt? Now, I'm not saying that if you ain't done no dirt, you ain't qualified, but honey, don't mess me up and tell me just because I've been through something that God can't use me. I believe that all of us have some ex stuff in our life that if the truth be told, you should have been out of here a long time ago. But God took your mess and gave you a message. Here's how my grandmother, the late Maddie C. Simmons, used to say, he picked me up, turned me around, place my feet on solid ground. Anybody, God took your mess. I'm talking about they knew your business. It ain't nothing like when you go through something and don't nobody know it. But it's a horse of a different color when everybody know your business. But God is a master at choosing the underdog. Anybody in here, somebody wrote you off, said you'll never amount to nothing, said you would never be anything, but look at you now. Give your neighbor high five and say, you just don't know where I came from. Because if you knew what God brought me through, you would be praising God like there was no tomorrow. We too cute in the church. I'm looking for some radical people up in here that understand the reason I am where I am had nothing to do with me, but everything to do with God's call on my life. Yeah. Tell your neighbor, you're more blessed than you realize. And the devil tries to use pressure as a way to derail you from your destiny. He tries to use pressure as a way of getting you to forget what God said you would be. But I came to remind you who you are. The Bible said you're fearfully and wonderfully made, and that your soul know right well. I just want to know, do you know who you are? Anybody in the building tonight understand one thing clearly, that I am where I am by the grace of God? Yes. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I know you've been going through some pressure, and you don't want nobody to know you've been going through, because we got a wonderful way of masquerading in the church, because we want folk to think we got it all together. We don't want folk to know that we tore up from the floor up. So what we do is we put on with a whole lot of religious lingo. How you doing? Praise the Lord. I'm blessed and highly favored. When you know that you're getting ready to crack, you know you're getting ready to break. I heard somebody say that honesty is the best policy. It's gonna be liberating. The next time somebody asks you how you're doing, you tell them, do you really want to know, or do you want a religious church answer? Because if you knew what I was going through, oh God, and I'm still pressing my way, still fighting to give God a praise, still fighting to tithe him to give, I wish I had some real people up in here that can tell the devil, I know you're trying to kill me. I know you're trying to destroy me. I know you want me to backslide so you can ruin my testimony and my witness. But I came to tell somebody, you can handle it. Tell your neighbor, everything that's on you, you can handle it. And the reason you can handle it is because the devil is not a free agent. I heard the Bible when it said, have you considered my servant Job? You must understand that the devil, he wants to try folk that he think will break down and give God a bad testimony. But the Bible said that God was the one that brought up Job's name. I wonder if God is able to bring up your name. Or are you one of these fair weather saints? You only can praise God when you got a check in the mail. What kind of saint are you? Can you be trusted with trouble? Can you praise God in the middle of a trial? Where are my soldiers at that say I can take a licking and keep on ticking? Anybody in the building could tell the devil, I come too far to turn around now. Is there anybody that can look and see that the reason I'm going through has nothing to do with me solely, but you're going through because you're going to liberate so many other people? Stop thinking it's all about you. It's about all them folk that gonna hear your testimony. It's about all them people that are gonna be saved when you stand the test of time. I know it gets tough sometimes, and I know sometimes you feel like throwing in the towel, but the truth be told is every time you threw in the towel, God threw it right back at you. You threw in the towel, God said, no, I've invested too much in you. I know you want to quit, but the Holy Ghost on the inside just won't let you fall. Anybody in the building can tell the devil, you better pack you a lunch buddy, because I come to fight. And I'd rather fight than to switch. Anybody on this side got a testimony that say,
I came to praise the Lord. I came to give him glory. I came to shout and dance. Well, what are you shouting and dancing for? I'm shouting and dancing because the last trial the devil thought he was going to wipe me out of here, but God brought me out unscathed. Anybody can look back over your life, and I got news for you. If he brought you out of the last trial, surely he can bring you out of this. Jump up on your feet, give your neighbor a high five, say, I know you're under pressure, I know you're going through some things, I know you feel tired, I know you want to give up, but weeping endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Say yes. Shout hallelujah. We find the apostle Paul, hallelujah, writes the book of 1 Corinthians around the days of 55 Anno Domini, which was around the end of his third year of ministry in the city of Ephesus. It occurred around the time of his third missionary journey. His premise for writing this epistle was to teach the Corinthian believers how to live for Christ in the midst of a corrupt society that is oftentimes antagonistic to the move of God. It is important, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and my sisters, amen, to know that life is not always going to be a bed of roses. I submit to you that life, you're not always going to tiptoe through the tulips. Life, Forrest Gump, I heard him say, that life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Can I preach like I feel it? Somebody shout hallelujah. You got to do the best with what God gives you. Tell somebody, I'm the pressure, but I can handle it. It's amazing that people want us to act as though we don't have no feelings. They want us to disengage our feelings that God gave us when we're going through a trial and act like I don't feel anything. I'm not saying wallow in it, but I'm not going to act like I don't feel this pain that I'm going through. I'm not going to act like that I'm in this trial and don't want to get out of it, because the moment you get satisfied in a trial, therein begins the lion of your grave. But if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you will tell the devil, I believe God. Well, how you gonna get? I don't have to know how I'm gonna get out, but I know that he is a deliverer. I came to tell the church tonight, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all his fears. The Bible says that when you honor God, that God will come to your rescue. He said, draw nigh unto God and God will draw nigh unto you. Tell your neighbor, the anointing is produced, amen, by the passage called pain. You ain't gonna get nothing in God, honey, unless you go through some stuff. When you go through some stuff, then God is arming you with a testimony that will break folk free. Your testimony is gonna be what delivers some people. They ain't gonna get delivered no other way until you stand up and say, let me tell you about the God I serve. Is there anybody in the building besides me that God brought you out of a horrible pit? Yes. They used to say, if you have to reach way down, he'll pick you up. Anybody under some pressure right now? I know you don't want to wave your hand because you don't want nobody to think you are going through nothing. But if I got some real folk up in here and say, the reason I came to church tonight, it's not that I couldn't have been nowhere else, but I heard there was a breakthrough going on, and I'm not going to come to church and leave out of here the same way. I'll mess up your service. I'll dance on top of your pocketbook, because honey, you don't know what I need from God. I know y'all got these wonderful hairdos, but sometimes you got to get so crazy that you will sweat out your hairdo. Y'all ain't helping me. You got to get so crazy that you will run your makeup down your cheek. Anybody got a crazy praise? I mean a radical, uncouth, crazy praise that'll tell the devil, I don't care nothing about these clothes. I'll sweat out my clothes if it means deliverance. Well, y'all looking at me crazy, but David was so radical, he didn't care how nobody mocked his praise. And Michael was in the window looking at David dance. Say, look at that, that don't make no sense. You got some folk like that that'll tell you it don't make sense to praise God like you do, but they don't need what you need. You ought to tell your row, you on a praising row, look down your row and say, do you realize you're sitting on a praising row? You're sitting on a row that if I don't praise God, I'll lose my mind. You're sitting on the row that if we don't praise God, I'll go off on somebody. You're sitting on the row that praise is mandatory. Go down to your row. Say, are you a praiser or are you a complainer? If you a praiser, clap your hand. Give God a praise. Open up your mouth and say, I'm under pressure, but I feel my help now. Tell somebody, help is on the way. Tell your neighbor, you've been praying and asking God. God told me to tell you. He said, Samuel, tell my people that I'll make a way out of no way. I'll make a way through their praying. I'll make a way through every hallelujah. Every thank you, Jesus, brings you closer. Every glory to God is setting you up. That's why when you come to church, you can't wait on nobody else to praise God. You got to praise God all by yourself. Where my praise is at? Where my praise is at? That understand, I feel something hovering above my head right now. Tell your neighbor, excuse me while I give God a praise. Excuse me while I glorify the God of gods. Excuse me while I give God a shout. Say yes up in here. I came to tell somebody that God is not perturbed with you having feelings, because he created us with them, but he does not want our feelings to have hostage of us. Please hear me, my brothers and sisters. Just because we're saved in love, the Lord does not exempt us from the blows that life throws at us and the difficult situations that sometimes we find ourselves in. What it does do, however, is give us a hope beyond our natural abilities. There are some things that we may find ourselves facing and going through that only God can get us out of, or only God can give us the strength to make it. Something is going on right now. What are you saying, Bishop McGill? Lord, sometimes you have to cry out, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it past this, but something in my spirit telling me that before it's all over, God is going to make a way somehow. Shout hallelujah. The Bible said, brethren, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial.
trials, which are to try you as though some strange thing has happened unto you. He said, but rejoice. High five your neighbor. Say, when hell is going on, God said rejoice. Well, that don't make sense to rejoice while it's crazy. It don't make sense to rejoice while it's going backwards. It don't make sense to rejoice while your bank account is low and your bills are piling high. It don't make sense to praise God when you got sickness in your body. But he said rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Paul said, I would rather glory in tribulation so that the power of God may rest upon me. Oh, I got it now. You mean to tell me there's an anointing that bursts out of me through hell that I can't get no other way? So when I understand that, I understand trouble. Come on with it. Because after the devil gets through moving, God's going to make his move. Tell your neighbor, it's God's turn now. Yes, sir. Praise the name of God. Tell your neighbor, the devil made his move. Now God is getting ready to move. The devil made his move and holler check. But when God make his move, he's going to holler checkmate. Give your neighbor high five and holler checkmate. Say yes, but rejoice in so much as we are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when the glory shall be revealed, we shall be glad with exceeding joy. The Apostle Paul tells us, there have no temptation taken you but such as common to man. In other words, the temptation in our lives are no different than the temptation that other folks are experiencing. Somebody else needs healing in their body. Somebody else needs a financial breakthrough. Somebody else needs a car. Somebody else needs a place to stay. But when it comes to the child of God, we have hope in Jesus. And the Bible said, hope making not ashamed. I don't know about you, but I'm not ashamed of nothing I've had to go through in my life. I'm not ashamed of nothing I had to go through, because it had made me what I am now. Yes, everybody was not born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Some of us from the hood where we feel good. But one thing I realize is that in the hoods of America, where it's real, people come to church not to play no games. We come to church because if God don't move, I might catch a case. If God don't move, I'll lose everything. But I'm happy to report to you tonight that if he saved me, he can save anybody. Go shake your neighbor's hand and say, do you remember where God brought you from? They said you would never amount to anything. They said you would never make it. They laughed at you. But now who's laughing now? Say yes up in there. They talked about you, ran you down behind your back. They talked about me, but the more they talked about me, Word Network called me. The more they talked about me, TBN called me. The more they talked about me, Lifetime Achievement Award from President Obama. The more they talked about me, Stella Awards, record label. What are you saying, Bishop McGill? Let them talk, because your haters will be your elevators. You ought to go home, get you a box of thank you cards, and send them to every enemy you got, and tell them thank you, because it was you that birthed out my anointing. Thank you. It was you that perfected my gift. Thank you. It was you that made me get a prayer life. Tell them thank you. Yeah. Tell them thank you for lying on me. Thank you for conspiring on me. Thank you for doing me in. Because when you thought you were destroying me. You are only birthing out another level of glory on my life. I'm glad for my enemies. If you're watching online, tell them thank you. Somebody help me praise God in here. I'm under pressure, but I can handle everything the devil is throwing at me. Somebody just holler thank you. Holler thank you. Can we get radical in here? It's the last night. I want somebody to look at that camera and tell them thank you, because you might have some undercover enemies that's peeking in on the service to see if you still got a praise. You ought to tell them thank you. Weeping endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I know you're under pressure and wondering when your breakthrough is going to come. Well, God told me to tell you, your breakthrough is predicated upon your praise. You can praise your way out. You can dance your way out. You can scream your way out. Because the first thing the devil does when he comes with a trial, he don't come to stop your hands. He don't come to stop your feet. He want to shut your mouth, because he knows that that's where the praise comes out. Praise. When you praise him with the fruit of your lips, something happens. When you praise God, something happens. When you call on Jesus, anybody ever tried it? The devil can be on your back, but the moment you start saying Jesus, he loses his grip. The moment you give God a praise, something starts to turn around. I heard Tasha Cobbs say, put a praise on it. I heard Norman Hutchins say, I believe he's going to make a way. Clap your hands. Give God a praise. Tell somebody, I'm under pressure, but I'm getting ready to release some of the pressure off of my valve. How do you release the pressure? You release the pressure by turning up your praise. You release the pressure by giving God thanks. You release the pressure by letting the devil know you can't kill what God said could live. You ought to give your neighbor a high five and say, it's time to live. It's time to live. Time to give God the best you got. You got to focus on the power of possibility. Stop looking at actuality and look at possibility. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, possibility says you're getting ready to live the best days of your life. Possibility says you're getting ready to go to the stellars. Possibility says you're getting ready to preach, prophesy, and lay hands. Possibility says you're getting ready to ride the high ways of God. Possibility says somebody gonna call you and say, God, put you on my heart to bless your ministry. Tell somebody, all things are possible to them that believe. And the inner believers in here that believe God, that possibility. I'm the next one in line for a miracle. Say yes up in here. You got to focus on possibility. Somebody shout, I'm the pressure, but I can handle it. You gonna make it. God told me to tell you, while you're trying to figure it out, he's already worked it out. Go touch two people and say, while you're trying to figure it out, already worked it out. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Don't know what you come to. came to give him glory. I came to give him praise. I came to give him thanks. Stand up on your feet. Let the devil know I refuse to turn around now. Tell your neighbor, give him a high five and say, you get ready to walk in your now season. Tell them, I feel breakthrough coming. I feel the anointing falling. I feel the glory rolling over my head. I feel the anointing coming down my chair. I feel the glory of God. Everybody, anybody, somebody, open up your mouth and give God a praise. Shout up in this place. Shout up in this place. The devil want to keep you quiet. He don't want you to move. He don't want you to give God glory. He wants you to complain. He wants you to grumble. He don't want you to do nothing. But the moment you tell that devil, I still got to praise. I still know how to shout. I still know how to do this. I still know how to give God praise. You better know that when you praise God, you upset the devil. When you pray, God, you let the devil know, I know pressure comes, but a real diamond won't come forth until it's put through some pressure. You got to be squeezed, you got to be lifted, you got to be stretched, and then they drop you. Anybody ever been pushed, pull, squeeze, lift, and drop, but you're still here giving God praise? You're still here no matter what pressure was on you. You're still here. Tell your neighbor, hang on in there, hang on in there. By this time tomorrow, different. By this time tomorrow, everything's gonna change. By this time tomorrow, it's gonna be better. I find that neighbor and say, he preaching to me now. I've been in church too long to let the devil feel like he can come in my house when he wants him. Oh no, devil, you can't come over here. I got a praise on the inside that I don't need nobody to pump me. I got a praise that I don't need nobody to tell me to lift my hand. You don't know like I know.
Under pressure, but I can handle it. He says, now, if you can handle the pressure, what's in you is going to come out full force. See, he thought that squeezing you was going to kill you. But squeezing you only brought forth that precious thing that was on the inside. See, we don't like to be squeezed. But I know one thing about a diamond. Diamond is formed in a dark place. Oh God, somebody gonna catch this tomorrow. Diamonds mines in Africa are so deep. In the dark is where they're formed. Just because you're in a dark place in your life does not mean God is not with you. On the contrary, it means God is shaping you. Jesus. He's making you. He is developing you. And listen, I know we got these smartphones now, Pastor. We got these iPhones with all these megapixels. But back in the day, when they take a picture, you had to go develop that picture in the dark room. tell your neighbor, you're being developed in the dark. You're being developed in the dark. You didn't see the image was already snapped and impressed on the film. Now watch this. It would destroy the film or the picture if you exposed it to light too soon. I don't know if y'all getting this. God is not going to bring you into the light until it's time. He's developing you in that dark place. He's developing you in that place where you feel isolated. He's developing you in that place where you feel all alone. Lean on your neighbor. Say, you're being developed in the dark. I want to say this. I'm finished. Gold has to be tried in the fire. The goldsmith says, let the fire get real hot and intense. Put the gold in the fire. And some of y'all are begging God to get out of the fire, and God saying, I'm trying to purify you. I hope y'all getting this. And so what's so profound says is that the goldsmith would leave the gold in the fire and would not take it out until he saw his own reflection. Because when the goldsmith saw his own reflection, he knew the gold was at the most optimum purified state, and then he would take it out. The reason God has not brought you out of the fire is because he still sees you. When God looks in the fire and don't see you anymore but sees himself, then you're ready to be brought out of the fire, because we should look like him. I'm going to let you stay in there until I see myself. If you're here tonight, you said, Bishop McGill, that was for me. I'm in some pressure right now. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how, but it's 911. Am I talking to anybody? The anointing of God is here for you right now. If this is you that I'm talking to, I want to have a multi-layered altar call. I'm ministering now. I want to pray. I want to call for those who are not saved at all. You don't know Jesus for yourself. You need to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. If you're here and you're not saved at all, I want you to come. If you're saved and your battery is low, it don't fire up on the first time, you know. I had a car like that. And then it crank up. Your battery too low, baby. You need something going to fire up on the first time. Sometimes you need a jump. Hallelujah. Mom, you said go in there and get them jumper cables. You hook a weak battery up to a strong battery. See, the problem is you've been hooking up to somebody else weak and wonder why you can't get a start. Oh, my God. Is this good? You got to hook your weak battery up to somebody that got some strength. Stop trying to connect to somebody that ain't got no prayer life and you ain't praying either. Oh, they ain't going to like me now.
hook your battery up to somebody that can give you a jump. I hooked the battery up and he said, now hit the gas a little bit. That's on the one that's got the juice. What are you saying, Bishop McGill? When you connected to someone that needs to jump, you got to switch to a posture of intercession. And as you pressing your gas, then they'll kick right in. And before you know it, now you can take the jumper cables loose. Who is that that needs to hook up tonight? You know your battery is low. You know you're not where you need to be. See, the problem is we care about what folk think too much. Honey, if your battery low, you should have been the first one running up here. That's it. Come on. Look, yeah, because folk ain't got any. Look, that's amen. Stop worrying about what folk think. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem now. We worry about people too much. And the truth be told, they ain't all cracked up that they should be. They just good at masquerading. This is revival. Don't leave here without getting filled. Shani Osha. Revival is for the saints of God. Because sometimes we go and we get weary along the way. Father, in the name of Jesus, the anointing of God be upon you now. That's the glory right there. Somebody get him. That's the Ishandio. Ababa. Come on, somebody point your hand this way and just holler glory. In the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. Open up your spirit and receive the Holy Ghost. My God, Jesus. Woo. In the name of Jesus, the anointing of the... Oh, Shanda, my God, hallelujah. Come on, open up your spirit. Somebody point your hands this way and holler glory. Come on, holler glory, glory. Jesus. Jesus. Woo! Woo! Jesus. Ah! Oh, ho, ho, ho. Yeah, that's it right there. That's it. That's it right there. That's it right there. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. Woo! That's the Holy Ghost. Jesus. Woo! My God. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands all the way straight up to heaven. Now receive the Holy Ghost right there. Come on, receive the power of God. It's here. It's a bit. Come on, the Holy Ghost is real and he's here. That's it. That's it. That's it. Jesus, come on. The glory is on you. The glory, the glory. Woo! The glory, the glory. The glory, the glory, the glory, the glory. Come on. Come on. The glory, the glory, the glory of God. Lift your hands, baby. Lift your hand now. I want you to receive in your spirit. Father, thank you now. I want you to allow her to feel the power of God like never before. Ooh, Jesus. The Holy Ghost is real. Let her feel it right now. Let her feel it. Let her feel it. Yeah, yeah. Jesus. Jesus. Woo. Touch right now, God. My God. Let them know the Holy Ghost is real. Rest on her right now, man. Let the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory rest on her right now. Woo, Jesus. Show yourself strong, man. Jesus. Jesus. Let your glory fall on her like fire. Let it be. Let it kabashandia. Flames of fire. Let it run through her bones right now. Let her feel the glory. Ikaba. Osha. In the name of Jesus. God, do it now. Ah. Woo. Ah. Now. I want to say something to you. I want you to hear me good. There's something you've been asking God for. I don't know what it is, but I just heard the number 3.
I don't know if that's the deadline. I just heard 3 days. Whatever it is, it's going to be fulfilled in 3 days. Come on now. Am I talking good? Is this the Holy Ghost? Because see, you got to let them know when the man of God is on key. And I know one thing about me. I say what God say with no apologies. I heard that in 3 days something's going to happen. That's right. You need it. All right. Y'all heard that, right? So Father, now be it according as you have showed me in my spirit. In 3 days, my God. But God, we're going to praise you right now. I wish somebody point your hand. Point your hands this way and just holler glory. In 3 days, it's going to happen. Just like you need it to. Somebody give God glory all over this place. Can I pray for you, sister? Do you mind? Come on, let me pray for you. Lift your hands right now. I don't know. I've never met you in my life. But God's getting ready to take your ministry to another level. You in ministry, aren't you? I don't know why I see co-pastor. I don't know, but system, something, you is something in that area. I don't know, but that's what I hear. He's getting ready to take your ministry to another level. Y'all know her, so y'all ought to be saying amen or get out of town, preacher. When the preacher is speaking what thus saith the Lord, you need to say amen. He's getting ready to take your... Now, when I lay hands on you, it's going to be another level, another mantle. It's going to hit your life from an apostolic perspective. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will anoint my hands like flames of fire. When I lay hands on her, let her feel the very glory of God. Take her ministry global. Jesus. They're going to be... I don't know. It's some kind of women's conference that you, if you're not doing it already, you should be doing it. And I see women from across the planet are going to flock to your women's meeting. He's going to elevate your ministry. But I just hear a women's conference is something that you should be doing. Amen. Y'all know her now. Father, in Jesus' name, don't let one word I spoke fall to the ground unfulfilled. Come on, somebody, point your hands toward her and holler glory. Yeah, come on, that's the glory. That's the glory. Come on, come on, come on. Where's the first lady? First lady, would you mind just lay your hands on her loins and speak life into her spirit? Come on, come on, come on. Yeah! In the name, of Jesus. Come on, we call forth that gift. Yeah. Woo! Hey. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands and give God glory. Woo! Jesus. Bless the name of God. Lift your hands right there. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in this precious child of God's life. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord. God is lifting the load off of you. I just saw like bricks were on your shoulder, like the old cinder blocks. Anybody remember talking about the old cinder blocks, the great big ones? God's saying he's removing the burden and the yoke shall be destroyed by way of the anointing. I want you to lift your hands all the way to heaven. Father, thank you. Ah, yes, come on. Now just open your spirit and your mouth and just tell God thank you. And while you're thanking God, he's downloading Jesus. He's destroying the yoke even now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody point your hands this way. Holler glory for me. Come on, glory, glory.
That's what we need, the glory. The glory. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes. You free, sister. My God. Somebody clap their hand and give God praise. I want you to remember this. You may be under pressure, but you can handle it. Encourage somebody and tell them you will not break down before you break through. I want to pray for you. Since you're there, lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch this, my beloved brother. I pray that you will anoint him with fresh oil from the crown of his head, my dear God, to the sole of his feet. Stir up the gift. Stir it up. Come on, Pastor, lay your hands right here with me. Stir up the gift. We stir it up. Out of your belly, Jesus. We command the rivers to flow. We command every gift, Alabakaya, in the name of Jesus, to be loosed right now. Glory to God's name. I don't know what you do, but young men are going to listen to you. They're going to listen to you. They're going to listen. Amen. They're going to listen to you. Mark what I say. Many young brothers are going to be rescued from death just by listening to you. Hallelujah. That's my man right here. Listen. When he preaches his first sermon, I don't care where I am on the planet, let me know I'm coming. I'm coming. Listen, this is what God told me to tell you. You already got everything you need. I don't even need to lay my hands on you. You understand? You got it. Now all you got to do is just walk in it. Make no apologies for being you. Don't try to be no other preacher. Don't try to change up nothing you got going on. God gonna use you just like you are. Hallelujah. I love it. I wish you could see what I see. You're going to be something awesome. And I'm glad to call you my friend, because God's going to use you mightily. And whatever I can do to help you, I'm on that phone call away. All right, point your hands towards him. I want y'all to pray for him, because he got it. He has the full package. Father, thank you now for our beloved brother. We bless you. We honor you. And I didn't lay hands on you on purpose, because that well that's in you is springing up on its own. Woo! Hallelujah. Spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well. Lord have mercy. Spring up, oh well. In the name of Jesus. Now give God the best praise you got, brother, right there. Come on. Come on, give it to him right there. Hey! That's it. Give it to him. I wish somebody joined him. I wish somebody would stand up and help him. Oh! I wish somebody! Jesus! Come on, clap your hands. Stand on your feet. I'm finished. Clap your hands. Come on, the glory is in this place. The glory is in the Ikalarabosha. Jesus. Yes, sir. Under pressure, but I can handle it. There's no temptation that has taken you but such as is common to man. He'll put no more on you than you're able to bear. But with that temptation, he'll make a way of escape. that you might be able to bear. Tell your neighbor, you can handle it. You can handle it. All right, precious hearts, I pray that you were blessed. Give God praise all over this place. I'm going to turn it back into the hands of this great pastor. I'm going to leave my offering. I know y'all been watching me. I'm going to leave my offering. Y'all ain't going to get me tonight. I love this brother. He's my brother. I appreciate you. Clap your hands for Pastor Keith Rashard, my brother. Give God praise for the First Lady, First Lady Rashard. Give yourself, Elevate Church, a hand praise up in here, up in here.
Come on, one more time. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, show a sign of appreciation for Bishop McGill. Come on, stand to your feet and show him how much you appreciate him on tonight. Clap your hands and thank God for Bishop McGill. Amen. Hey, listen. At the end of service on tonight, to my left, your right, Bishop McGill has only a few books left over. If you would, support his ministry. Pick up a copy, maybe even two, and bless somebody with a copy of his book. He'll be there to sign them as well. So make sure you support his ministry. And then also, Yvette McClendon, pick up her CD. I think it's $7. Five? $7. No, I'm sorry. Finally, leave her a $2 tip. Amen. Praise God. Were you blessed by her mission? And EBT as well. She takes credit cards, checks, and food stamps. Amen. We take it all. Hallelujah. Praise God. 2 for $10. Praise God. Amen. But yeah, support her as well at the table to my left, your right, back there. Well, this is the time of the service where we honor God and we worship God through our giving. So if you will, yeah, that's right. We got one person excited about giving. Hey, we know this at Elevate Church. You cannot get a harvest without planting no seeds. Hallelujah. Anybody in need of a harvest in their life? Nobody, huh? Praise God. We're going to get a harvest, just you and I. Amen. You cannot get a harvest without planting a seed. So if tonight, if you would honor God and worship God through your giving, would you lift your hand tonight so we can get an envelope into your hand, give you an opportunity to sow into. And listen, I'm going to ask tonight that you sow your very best gift so we can be a blessing to Bishop McGill. If you were blessed on these 3 days, show a sign of appreciation and a sign of what you received on this week by sowing a nominal seed in his life. Phenomenal. Oh, amen. Amen. If you want to do it electronically, you can also give electronically by texting the number 84321. 84321 is the number to give electronically if you want to give by text. If it's your first time setting up the text to give, it's very secure, a very easy process. Just text any amount to the number 84321. Again, that's 84321. It's up on the screen for you. Text any amount. Secure way of you giving anytime, anywhere. Praise God, as the Lord will have you to do that. Amen. So if you have anybody else in need of an envelope, lift your hand. Everybody has. We have a couple over here. Can we get an envelope in their hand? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Once you have your offering filled out, if you would, please stand to your feet if you're able. If you have your offering ready, prepare on tonight. Amen. 84321 is the number to text. Text any amount to that number as we worship God through our giving. Here at Elevate Church, we live generous, so we give generous. If you would, hold that offering in the air. I'm going to pray over that offering. Then we're going to make a faith declaration over our seed. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for every hand that holds seed tonight. I pray, God, as they sow this seed, Father, you will multiply it back into their lives. A great harvest of abundance, God. Let them receive, God, in a multitude of ways, healing, deliverance, provision. Let them receive promotions, God. Open doors and opportunities coming their way. Let it come forth in restoration and relationships, God. Father, we bless you tonight, and we give you honor, we give you glory as we sow this seed It's in Jesus' mighty name we do pray. Somebody say amen. Amen. Would you repeat after me? Would you say, God is the source of my increase? All that I have and shall receive comes from Him. My giving is a reflection of my trust in God. So today I give with a grateful and cheerful heart. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you would bring forth your offering on tonight, drop it in the bucket. Amen. Please be careful. Watch those who are still resting in the Lord on the front row. For our first time, second time, even third time guests, you can drop that card in the bucket as well or leave it in the foyer with one of our greeters on the way out. So if you're here for the first, second, or even third time, just drop that card in the basket. Would you stretch forth your hands towards the offering on tonight as we speak a blessing? Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this offering. We pray, God, whatever measure has been given, God, I pray that it will measure back unto those who have given it a hundredfold measure and multiply, God, so we can do it greater for your kingdom and for your glory, God. Bless this seed, God, in abundance so that, God, we can give you more glory. It's in Jesus' mighty name. We do pray. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hey, turn to your neighbor, slap high five with your neighbor and say, I'm under pressure, but I can handle it. Amen. Hey, if you're here for the first time, I'd like to shake your hand before you leave. Also, for those of you here